They pick at him. They pick at him from the comfort without ever prophesying or saying anything. They sit back and they pick at him. And God's going to burn them up.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking as the oracle of God. Now, maybe I might do better if I just didn't look for any kind of response. That might help me to get to the point. Because response from this generation is always, even when it seems positive, it's always negative. It's always a controversy. So, it might be best if y'all just listen and don't talk. Because even though you don't talk, your response many times is talking. Somebody said something yesterday, it's all the way you always bring out the scripture. Yeah. See, because you folk would agree with me that when you sit there and you have a silent response, that you're actually talking. You're actually speaking up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Fine.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Some years ago, I walked into Hardee's downtown. And Brother Skinner was there. And he had been coming out to the church for a while. Then he quit. At that time, Brother Skinner was all wrapped up in his little, which is, anything that God gives you to do, no matter how small it may be, to you it's very important. It may not have any importance to somebody else, and maybe you can't even see why they're doing it. But Brother Skinner and his wife, they loved to play the piano and sing. And they had a weekly ministry of going to the nursing home downtown, which you can do very easily. I've been told, and they would sing songs. And of course, people that do that, they believe they can sing. A lot of the folk may not believe they can, but they believe they can. And as long as you believe you can, then you can. But if some don't believe, don't make it. How do you like that? See, that's the way I talk. I talk like that, and folk look at me and say, what in the world is he talking about? Well, Brother Skinner, see, I was on WALD at that time, which is a local AM station that's no longer on the air. It's gone. The building still sits there, the tower's been sold, and the station ended up being Raleigh. The man who bought it took over the FM part and separated it. Now that's not been on the air. I don't think Raleigh's back on the air yet. No comment? Thank you. Hi. But I was on WALD. Now, when I went on it, it was, they were both in the same building. But WALD was hardly being used because the FM would go to Charleston, Columbia. And the man that owned it, I'm not sure if he's alive anymore. He used to have a little electronic part, computer thing downtown. We used to buy stuff from him. And I went to him and I said, can I go on ALD? Well, at that time, there was nobody on it. So I went on, paid a very low price. It was on every day. Every single day. And what I would do is I would get in my car and I'd drive down, I think it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'd walk into the radio station, walk right through the office, walk into the AM studio, and I would flip the buttons and I'd go on the air. They didn't do a thing, you see. You know, like I do here. I walk in the radio room, I flip the button, then I go on the air. During that time, I was threatened by the local Masonic brother, as they call himself. I said, did you hear that? Did you really hear it? I was driving up Jefferson Highway, coming back from the station one morning, got right in front of the hardware store. And as I did, I heard a car pull alongside of me, motion me over. I just got finished talking about the Masonic demonic activity. It's amazing how you can make these peace-loving fellows angry when you reveal their diabolical intent. The Masons are purely satanic worship. It's amazing how you can tell people things like that. It just talk to you. It's astonishing that you can, a Masonic temple, most worshipful master, these are terms that are used in identifying the Masons. A temple, what do you do in a temple? And the head of a local lodge is called most worshipful master. Now that's not Jesus Christ, because they don't even want you to mention Jesus in the temple. And part of the Masonic dialogue is you don't even talk about Jesus to each other. Talk about God all day long, but don't talk about Jesus. And that's what the world do today. They talk about God all the time. They just don't want to talk about Jesus, who is the Christ, who is God. And that's what a lot of you do. You want to talk about God all day long. You don't want to talk about Jesus. And if you do call him Lord, you won't acknowledge him as God. Why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't acknowledge that I am God? See the way I talk? See the way I talk? And that doesn't go into our mind, does it? Because a lot of folk believe you say God, you're saying Jesus. If you say Jesus, you're saying God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
No.
Oh, bless you.
See, Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is the manifestation of the one God.
Hallelujah.
And no man can come to God the Father except by me, Jesus the Christ. Now, that's it. And that is not acceptable to the Catholic Church.
Oh, yes.
To the Presbyterian Church?
Yes, Lord.
To the Masonic Lodge? To the Secret Brotherhood? To the Congress of the United States? To the Supreme Court? Don't tell them there is no other God except him. He's God above all the earth. The omnipotent. And that's why some of you people aren't kicking, because you're a God to yourself. And you don't like when someone tells you, hey, that's no good. Now getting back to what, well, I must have talked to myself for the last hour saying, keep your decor.
Jesus.
Don't lose it this morning. Because these people, boy, this generation that I deal with, now I'll try to prove a point if I can. Kind of hard to prove to intelligent minds.
Yes.
Profess himself be wise. Intelligent minds. Profess himself be wise. Become fool.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That time, I told you, I was driving back one day and a man pulled me over. I just got finished laying Masonic order low on radio. Open, pow, right out in the open, just like you did right now. You folks still don't stand amazed at how many times I've given the enemy an opportunity to shut my mouth, and God won't let them do it. And some of you folks think you're going to do it, huh? You're the father of the devil. He's the one who wants to shut my mouth. The omnipotent God says, speak, sir. Preach, my son. Proclaim, my brother. Y'all look at some of your faces. I thought that you're not on that side, are you?
Yeah.
Or are you? Give me a sugar.
Oh, Jesus.
Why'd that offend you? Hallelujah. It was during that time that Sister Skinner heard me. And I would take phone calls. By the way, the guy pulled me on the side and said, you're going to shut your mouth. We're going to kill you if you don't stop it. I don't know who he was. I do know that he was a Mason, though. That I know. There were Masons in this town. In fact, this is one of the strongest Masonic states there is. South Carolina. And don't let nobody fool you. The Masons and the Catholics get along real well. They're both use their approach secretly, but they're of a brotherhood. I told you the power structure would be a brotherhood. We're all Catholics, they ain't brothers with the Masons. For a long time they would actually oppose each other. But behind the scenes, they got the little handshakes, the little cues, the little... It's like some of you in your rebellion. You got behind the scenes, you got your little ways of aligning with somebody else that rebels. You got your little secret communications. And you don't like when God reveals the secrets of men's hearts. That's why folk don't like a prophet. Because God reveals the secrets of men's hearts to him. And sometimes the secrets are so overwhelming, he gets out of line and trying to deal with them. Well, I'll deal with that. I'm heading to... How many knows am I doing pretty good? Staying behind the pulpit? Now, you're going to tell me you folk love when I walk down the aisle. No, you don't. Every time I walk down the aisle, I can hear somebody... You're a rebellious house, you know. That old nature in you is going to kick it. Everything God does, even the good that God does. Do you know how to discern both good and evil? Do you have enough of God in you to discern that when you do that, it's evil? When you won't respond with the positiveness. I never forget Brother Mark when I was talking to him. I went to him one day. Oh, I mentioned his name. Now I want to hear about that. Because I was told he was planning on leaving. You know, like I've been told by the Spirit of God that some of you are trying to make plans to leave. And that you're wanting me to put you in a category where I put you out. So you say, see, he told me I used to live over there with him and he did this and he did that. Well, I fooled you, haven't I? I tolerate your spirit. And I won't put you out. Why? Because I walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise, no matter how wise you are, I will not find a way to put you out. And if God don't do it, then I'll just have to tolerate you just like you got to tolerate me. Because he's not going to put me out either. How do you like that? Okay. I'll try to explain what I'm doing now in just a little while. It was one day I was driving. Brother Skinner had come several times, but then he was involved in the other churches because he let him sing. And he'd go around singing. In fact, the church he's at now, he's a minister of music. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
When I think about what a foolish man he was, that we actually let that man stand in this pulpit and write one of the most prolific books. And that man turn away from that? Shame on you, Brother Skinner. I pray somehow that maybe this morning you might have your ears tuned in. Shame on you. Turn away your ears from the truth. Shame on you, Fulford. Turning away your spirit. Shame on you. I speak to your shame. I walked into Hardy's one day, and he was sitting there. And here's what I did. I walked over to him. I said, hello, Brother Skinner. Oh, hi, Brother Skinner, because he quit coming. I said to him, are you ready?
Yeah.
I said, Brother Skinner, if the Apostle Paul was in town, would you try to hear him, listen to him? of course, where he's at? He said, sure. Here he is. Here's the Apostle Paul. Does that offend you? Huh? Every prophet, every son of man spoke in the first person. They were God's intermediate method of speaking to his people. Just like Jesus. He was him in the flesh. He was God in flesh. And that's what you need. You need God in your flesh. You need the Spirit of God to overwhelm you in your flesh, and then he will destroy the works of the devil. He will do that. For this purpose was Jesus Christ manifested in flesh, or made known, or revealed, or demonstrated, or proclamated, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the works of the flesh are manifest. They too make themselves known. And Jesus, when he gets manifested, he destroys them. Manifestations of flesh. You ought to take and read them sometime. Which are these? Very clear. Anybody can read them if you have any reading ability.
Oh God.
Now, before I go any further, would you do me and yourself a favor? If you're not going to make an effort to really listen to me today, and every time I say something, you're going to throw back an unbelief or a question or a doubt, would you please get out? Stop hindering me, because I got to help people. That seems very strange. But I have to speak words that are heard all over the world, to one here and one there and one there. And if you don't want to agree with me and work with me and stand with me, then please, I beseech you, what do you want here? Get out! No, I'm not going to put you out. But if you don't stop doing that in your spirit, God's going to put you out. He's going to take out of his kingdom. You offend me when you do that, folks. I get offended. Well, you're not supposed to get easily offended. I didn't say I got easily offended. It takes a whole lot, but boy, some of you people are so persistent. I watch your faces. You know what I'm talking about, the faces. Some of you got your head down, your eyes are closed. You know exactly what I'm talking about, you, but you just keep right on doing it. Instead of lifting up your eyes to the hill from whence cometh your help. You're stubborn and rebellious people. Now, if the Apostle Paul was here in this pool, would you listen to him?
Amen.
Would you reject him?
No.
Was he proven to be what he said he was?
Yes.
I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. And what was the word you used? You get that? What he said there? Would you say it loud and glad? In other words, he's simply saying, I know an apostle because you folk out there have the faith to believe I'm the apostle. Isn't that something? He says, you're my confirmation. You are the proof of my ministry. My God, people, that's what you are. I'm the prophet of God according to the faith of God's elect. Wow. I believe I'll testify while I got the chance. I believe I'll join in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I try to make it clear to you. I cannot explain. I don't have the ability to explain. Well, I'm dealing with unreasonable people. You can't explain nothing to them. So all I can proclaim. See me trying to explain to the people what I'm doing, and I'll quote the scripture over and over again, and they'll say, Let's look at you. Now, what scripture am I talking about? Absolutely. They didn't hear you, brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Look. She's looking at the negative response. Just look at it. Oh, is it? Oh, I thought I knew that. And you can't, now since I called your attention to your negative response, can you do something about it?
Amen.
Can you say amen, brother Stair? I finally got the message. Wow. I can quote that thing 100 times, and every time I do, it resounds down in my spirit as it reassured me.
Hallelujah.
As I strengthen that message with reproof and rebuke and correction and instruction. Is that what you're doing? That's what I'm doing. Yeah, this gospel. And then I'll say to people, it's not the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, brother, you're supposed to preach the gospel. I have not been sent to preach the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. But I've been told by God that the gospel of Christ has no more power in this generation. Why? Because they're an unbelieving generation. And the gospel only has power to save to them that believe. And not only has it been given unto you to believe, but to suffer because you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, is that an explanation or is that a proclamation? You ain't going to explain that to a carnal mind. Old Nicodemus says, what are you talking about? And if you don't understand it, you're carnal.
Yes, Lord.
You got a carnal mind working.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to be delivered, acknowledge the truth.
Hallelujah.
But your carnal mind won't even let you do that, will it? Your carnal mind is not subject to instruction in righteousness. It's not subject to be obedient. It goes contrary to everything God says. Do you have enough wisdom to sense that? Is the Holy Spirit able to convict you enough to make you turn from that? Or are you so hardened? Now I, Brother Stair, myself, I was looking at this and I thought, boy, that is something. He beseech you. Can you imagine Paul with divine authority talking to God's people and using such a beautiful word, beseech? Here's a man who could wield the sword with power. Here's a man who could speak the word of God with Holy Ghost power sent down from heaven. Come on. Now he's talking to God's people. And he knows how they are. So he says, I beseech you. I want to plead with you. I want to entreat you. For your sake. I beseech you. I'm amazed. Now you people. You see, the reason this caught my attention is because I found myself in this. I found myself doing these things. But notice you both won't agree with me. I know the other day I kept praying with you people said, please don't make me. Please don't push me. Don't do that. Because I will. You push on me, I will. And that Holy Ghost said, he's going to push back. You resist the Spirit of God, and he's going to come harder. Can I beseech you this morning? Don't antagonize me. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Not for my sake, but for your sake.
Yes, Lord.
Do yourself no harm.
Hallelujah.
I myself beseech you by the meekness. Oh, you ain't meek. See, because you don't know what meekness is.
Right.
You think meekness walks around your tail between your legs and Now Jesus was meek and lowly.
Yes, Lord.
But his presence, boy. A lot of folks didn't like his presence. Same with Paul. They said his bodily presence is weak. Look at me. I got on my, I'm dressed up pretty good. But under this thing is an old body. And I walk up to you and step in your face. I don't scare you because most of you guys go pow. Huh? I was surprised when I walked it over. That old man back there, boy, he was stronger than me.
Oh, bless you.
If I'd have confronted him, 40 years ago or 20 years ago, I'd have beat him. I did do it too. Yeah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I didn't say it was right.
No.
I had to learn. I had to learn meekness. Still learning. Because I'm dealing with some of you tough ones right now, boy, I'll tell you. If I don't submit to God, I'm going to get beat up again.
Oh, God.
I myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. This is Paul talking. Gentle? Now, that ain't the way a lot of these folks talk about him. Who in presence and base among you. My presence is... Huh?
Oh, God.
But being absent, I am bold toward you. Since I'm not away from you, since I'm not right here with you, I can get real bold. Right? Or brazen, or confident, or assured. Word bold. 2 Corinthians 10:2. But I beseech you.
Hallelujah.
That I may not be bold when I'm present with you, that confidence. Please don't push me to get real tough, he says. I'll get that here in a minute. Wherewith I think to be bold against some. Some think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
Oh, God.
Ah. There's nobody here that ever makes that charge about me, do you? When I get out there and I start doing things, you say, that's his flesh. He's in the flesh.
Oh, God.
Everybody knows that. I know what the Bible said about somebody in the flesh. They that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
So if I try to please my flesh or your flesh, I ain't going to please God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Then how long do you think God's going to approve somebody doing that? Brother Naaman wrote me a little thing. He made a statement. He said, Brother, your steps have always been ordered of God. You know, your flesh don't want to go along with that. Is God lifted me up, put me down, permitted this, allowed that.
Oh, Jesus.
And all of it has to do with my own will.
Yeah.
He would allow the will of the flesh many times.
Yeah.
And God, Paul said, I allowed it. That's why the scripture says, look, I better not, Lord, better not quote that one. I'll get him as mad as hell if I do it. Blessed is the man who doth not condemn himself in the thing which he allowed. Does that mean what he allowed was right? No. Does it mean it was good? No. But he learned that it was not good. And he learned that it was not right. So he turned around, submits to the righteousness of God, and doesn't condemn himself in the thing he allowed. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not carnal people. We don't use it. The carnal ways of doing things. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I was asked a question yesterday about a physical condition. Because somebody had told that I said such and such and so and so. I said, I didn't say that. I said, I have thought that from the word go. Then the Lord brought back to me an incident back years ago. Is that what you're doing when I start talking like that? You really want to hear what I got to say? Is that why you're stopping short of?
Oh, Jesus.
Lord brought back to me an incident when I was very, very positive on divine healing. People say to me, how come you don't get sick? Because at that time, I was very strong in saying, let the inhabitants not say, I am sick. Oh, by the way, that's in the book. Those who are indwelt by God, or those who are dwelling in God, let them not say, I am sick. Wow. Of course, I was younger then, and I was very, really sick. I had the strength of youth.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I was sick at times, but you wouldn't catch me saying it.
Yeah.
Let the inhabitants not say, I am sick.
Now, even if you're sick, don't say it. What should you who are sick or troubled, what should you say? I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm well. Well, we succumbed to the other, didn't we? And people would say to me back in those days, because I was so positive about divine healing, they'd say, well, how do you keep from getting sick? It's very simple. I won't go to the doctor so he can tell me I'm sick. I go to Jesus and he'd say, by my stripes you're healed.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
our Father. That's your weak say. No, I should come to all of them. Come on. Be not weary. I've had that overcome me too. If I was stuck with what God said, though, and so therefore we're being restored. Well, you know how far some of you folk have departed from the faith. I can't tell you the times I walked around and said, my God, I never believed I was ever going to get so weak in this area of faith, because you made me strong.
Oh, bless you.
Casting down imagination.
Hallelujah.
I wonder what's wrong with me. Better go check it out. See what the doctor says here. See what the medical book says. And the person asked me that question yesterday about their condition. I said, no, that's not true. What is it? I said, it's a demon spirit. It's an unclean spirit. Just like you. You and I. Don't let nobody fool you. You get depressed, that's an evil spirit. You get oppressed mentally, physically, that's an evil demon spirit. Our weapon, and we better learn how to fight the devil. You better learn, he's a liar. You fight him with the truth. You wrestle and get that power. You cast that imagination out and get the reality of Christ in you. How do you do it? By continual warfare. Continual. When I see my brother Skinner departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Thought goes through your mind saying I'm sick. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a doctrine of the devil. That's the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Be acceptable unto thee, O Lord. Who's my strength, my healer, my redeemer, my Lord, my God. Ah, you stubborn house.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, or that Christ is in you. Don't you know Christ is in you? He's healer. He's deliverer. He's savior. He's redeemer. How do men say, I am? Why, you're the Christ. You're the fullness of God in men's hearts, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What in the world? They're just not hungry, God. They're just not hungry for righteousness. They'd rather come up with an unrighteous response or unrighteous manner. And it's no wonder you're not whooping the devil. He's akin to unrighteousness.
That's
right. Keep on agreeing with him. Go ahead. Instead of saying, I know what you're trying to do, Satan. Bring into captivity every thought. Every.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Every thought. That takes some doing, doesn't it? Especially in this age of thinking.
Amen.
I thought. I thought the man of God was going to come out and say, hocus pocus, and I was going to be free from my leprosy. I thought. Again, you've never heard another preacher ever take that on. Never. We actually think it's right to think like that. But the Bible tells you, not so. Here's what you think of. Told you what to think of. You're lovely, think you're kind, you're a good report. Oh, you hear what I heard about that? Is it a good report? Don't think on it. Is it true? Huh? I got it right, Brother Stan. I got it right. I'm not leaving nothing out.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, God.
Yeah,
quiet them down. Because you see, what you're thinking, I'm saying one thing, and I'm leaving out the other. But I'm not.
Amen.
If a thought goes into your mind that's not good, be honest about it.
Amen.
And then take it to God.
Amen.
And cast it out.
Amen.
Don't use it against your brother or sister.
Amen.
Don't use anything against the working of God in somebody's heart.
Amen.
Don't. Be honest about it. Because the same grace that reaches you has reached them. The same God that forgave you, forgave them. The same God that will keep you in his place will keep them. And see, that's what you think I'm doing right now. Again, you think I'm manifesting the flesh. But I'm not. I remember some years ago when there was a confrontation going on around here. Two of our best brothers. And they had divided the camp. Anybody hear everybody divisions among us? Dividing the camp? Huh? Didn't somebody see it your way? Instead of God's way? You know as well as I do, your way's not right. No matter how right it seems. God said so.
Hallelujah.
Well, if I was preacher, but you're not. Well, if I was in charge, but you're not.
Amen.
If I was a judge, but you're not.
Amen.
I've been bold to tell you I'm a judge.
Amen.
Who made your ruler a judge? He did. When are you full going to grasp it in your heart that I have met you before? I've met the Spirit that, right or wrong, I've met him, and sometimes I respond wrong and I pay for it. I went and looked up that word bold and pulled up this little thing in the commentary. I thought that's pretty good. So the mind and humble manner in which the blessed apostle addressed the Corinthians. Humble manner? Well, you're not doing that, Brother Stair. I'm not. Well, if I humble myself down to speak to you as an oracle of God, you don't call it humbling yourself? To talk to God's people like this? To beseech you? To plead with you? Some interesting statements this fellow said. And I'm using it as a prelude to say what God told me to say. Addressed him in a very mild and humble manner. Have you seen me do that a little bit this morning? You have it? I told you I was going to try to keep my decor and not let my physical manifestations upset you.
Thank you, Father.
But when I go into it, some of you folks get offended, don't you? No? Am I observing wrong? We find in the introduction of this epistle, he joined Timothy with himself.
Hallelujah.
And now he speaks only for himself, against whom the false apostles have particularly leveled their reproaches. Yet in the minds of the greatest provocations, he still shows humility and mildness. In other words, they were just tearing Paul apart, and yet Paul just kept on being bold in the Lord and submitting to God and standing right up. Don't go back down. I am the servant of the Most High God, brothers and sisters, and I'm not going to back down from any of you. Are you getting it through your head? Just keep your stern looks on your faces. Keep acting rebellious all you want to, but God will take care of you.
Amen.
And sometimes when he does, it's not as gentle as you think.
Amen.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
Now, When we find ourselves tempted or inclined to be rough and severe towards anybody, we should think of the meekness and gentleness of Christ that appeared in him in the days of his flesh. What? You know, I had the Lord tell me, he said, did you see what I did when I was in the flesh? He said, I took a whip one day. Because you can't, that's not the way you fight this battle.
No.
You don't fight it with a whip in your hand and beat somebody up.
No.
See how? He became our example.
Yes.
It disturbed his effectiveness.
Hallelujah.
He took a whip, didn't he? Did they take a whip to him? Come on. He used the whip, didn't he? Huh? Drove him out of the temple, the one they do to him later on. They used the whip. He reaped money. So he sold because he was in flesh. He's fighting this battle in a fleshly way. And now he reaps it. Now he said, look, that's not the way we're going to fight it. We're really fighting this battle in the spirit. And he started fighting this, the devil in the spiritual realm. And did he reap it? Yes, spirit raised him. The God of spirit raised him from the dead. See how he got resurrected? He reaped what he did. He sold his flesh. He of the flesh reaped corruption. Huh? Oh, come on, brother. What in the world is wrong with your mind? You won't see what I'm saying to you. His flesh was weak. It could never accomplish the intended purpose of God. He showed it to us over and over again. How humbly also does this great apostle speak of himself as one in presence base among them. So his enemies spoke of him with contempt. And he seemed to acknowledge it. Okay. All right. While others talked meanly and spoke scornfully of him, he also had low thoughts of himself. Said, I'm the least of all apostles. He is desirous that no occasion may be given to use severity. I thought that was something, because that's exactly what I said a few days ago. Please, come on, church. Come on, people of God. Don't push me to where I have to get severe. I don't like it any more than you do. But you got to behold the goodness and the severity. Now, you have seen severity much. God has allowed me to be severe. I told you that. So don't push me this morning. I'm trying to be real gentle. I really am.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're in a battle for your soul.
Yes.
And our weapons are not carnal.
Oh, yes.
Not intellectual.
No.
They're not emotional.
No.
Our weapons are not carnal. That's the way the world fights.
Right.
That's the way the world does things.
Right.
You using a carnal mind to try to figure out a demon spirit. Thoughts. I thought. Use that mind to try to receive the prophet. You can't do it.
No.
Or to receive the word of God. It won't do it.
No.
The carnal mind is not subject to the word or the power or the revelation of the Spirit of God. It won't.
No.
Neither indeed the natural man cannot.
Yeah.
How you doing that?
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you're sort of getting confused. You know what you are? You're carnal.
Hallelujah.
Now I often think about that because all through the New Testament, Paul keeps calling these people carnal. What do you do about it? What if I said to be spiritually minded, life and peace? So how do you do it? How do you put down the carnal mind and become spiritually minded? You see, that's where I have a power, you people. See? For instance, if I take a scripture like this one, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ. And I know exactly what the argument is, because I used to use it myself. That who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now what does that mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? Well, the flesh says, you did this, and you did. But you don't give in to it. You now take the Spirit of God and say, I'm free. I'm saved. The Spirit will agree with the Word of God, and the Spirit will say there's no condemnation to you. You are in Christ. That's the reason why Paul said, don't you know that Christ is in you of a truth? Hallelujah. Get the spiritual mind and your carnal mind will go right out the door. Your carnal thing will stop just like that. Just like that. Yeah, you are dead. You are dead. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And Christ is in you. Hallelujah. Now you walk in the spirit of that word. You walk in the spirit of that truth. And you'll be set free from the carnal negatives, the carnal doubting, the carnal frustrating. You're not going to deal with cutting your mind over matter. But his mind will matter. His mind will matter. His mind. It'll go right over all other things that matter. I thought that was true. I thought that was really nice. Mind over matter. You get carnal.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Now, what I wanted to do this morning was I wanted to talk about a spiritual war.
Yes, Lord.
That's what I want to talk about. So, being sent forth, departed from Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus, and they were at Salamis. They preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that in the Jews.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Why did you do that, Holy Ghost? Why? Because the Jews would recognize the truth. They had the advantage.
Hallelujah.
So we'll go to them first. We'll get some back. Why do I come and preach to you? Because you strike me when I preach to somebody else. I'm the prophet of God according to the faith of the elect. Have you been told that you are the elect? Do you believe you are the elect? Do you believe you are chosen? Are you sure? Well, then you are chosen to testify to your brother, to your sister. Yeah, Mark said to me one day when I was told he's going to leave, I went, "What you going to bang on his door?" Of course, he wouldn't run complain to some of you fellows. So he came to us and said, "So you're going to betray me too, huh, Mark?" He said, "What do you want me to do? Cover your sin?" I said, "Yes. Agree with God. Did God cover your sins? When? So agree with God. Don't admit your adversary, the devil." You're going to do it, aren't you? You're going to keep on going this morning. You provoke me again. Sit in my presence over and over again when I say things like that, and the Holy Spirit puts its hand on you, and you harden your face up, and you throw your nose up, and you think, "I don't know what you're doing." You're resisting the truth. I went back. Richard, the other day when Ron came to me. Where is Ron, by the way? Richard, you're outside. Richard, you're up there. You're not in your place.
Help us, Lord.
We're getting your place.
Yes, Lord.
Did you hear me? We're getting your price.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not with those that draw back to our old ways. You're not with all those that draw back. Your place is over there. You know where it's at.
Oh,
over here, okay.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, stop it. Boy, oh boy, what look coming out of your eyes. Am I angry at you? Not angry at you. We are not with those that draw back. Onward, Christian soldiers! We go to battle! We turn the battle to the gate! Our weapons are not carnal! We're not carnal! Well, the devil's a liar, wasn't he, huh? He won't notice I'm not there. Well, I did notice, didn't I? And right here on public radio around the world. Where you at, Ron? Where you at, Adam?
Oh God.
Where are you at?
Hallelujah.
You're not in your place.
Oh, yes,
when the spirit of the Lord rises up,
yes,
And it's not your place to rebel against me. That's not your place. That's not the place that God gave you. He gave you a place of submission, yielding, giving in, surrendering. That's fighting your adversary. Boy, that's the truth. I know it is. Huh? They preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the island into Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. Rebellion? Witchcraft? Sorcery? That's what your doctors are. They're sorcerers. They're casting spirits. They inject you with a drug. They're putting a spirit in you. To do that in your body, they got to get in your mind. Let me do this, and it'll do you good. And you folks ever been on drugs? Were you persuaded when you took it? It would alter your thinking, alter your mannerism, make you feel more calm? No, an evil spirit, a demonic power, alcohol. My God, man! When God gets you drunk, he injects a spirit in you. The Holy Spirit. The power of God. Hallelujah. And greater is he that in you by the Spirit of God than that which is in your flesh. Glory be to God. Come on. We overcome that. We overcome with you. Yeah. By the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. Wow, I wish somebody gets saved. God, I wish somebody would get saved. A certain sorcerer, a false prophet. Charles Chuck Swindoll, a sorcerer. John MacArthur, a sorcerer. Pat Robinson, a sorcerer. Pope of Rome, a sorcerer. The bishop of these denominational churches, they're sorcerers. They're injecting mankind with evil spirits. Causing them to question God, doubt God. Rebellion.
Yes, Lord.
An evil spirit.
Yes.
A sorcerer.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
A false prophet. A Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. Isn't that something? That's Bar Jesus now. Let's keep him out. Bar. Bar Jesus. What a unique name, huh? Bar Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what the letter says. I'm telling you what the Spirit says. The name is there. He's Bar Jesus. He's putting it out. Contradicting it.
Oh, Jesus.
But you know Christians do that.
Jesus.
They bar Christ. They push it out.
Jesus.
Come on.
Amen.
You do always resist. If you would read the scriptures, it actually tells you how. I have told you many times. Resist the devil, huh? I hear that all the time. I never quote the first part. I know, now y'all just resist the devil. Just resist the devil. And we get out there in our physical way with our mind and our, we try to resist him in our spirit of our mind, our carnal mind, and he just laughed at us. He laughed at us. No?
Oh, God.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
glory, God.
And one day all of a sudden I looked at the whole scripture.
Yes, Lord.
Submit to God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Your submission to God is resisting the devil. I submit to God, thy will be done.
Yes.
Work it out, God. And the devil says, I'm getting out of here. If they're doing the will of God, there's a thing I can do. Hallelujah. That's why David said, I didn't like to do thy will, oh God. The devil ain't got nothing on me. That's why Jesus said, no, Satan, you ain't got nothing on me. Because I didn't like to do the will of my Father. I am doing his will. Hallelujah. And you ain't going to do it. You can't oppose the will of God. If you do, you're a devil.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Remember how Satan tried to oppose Jesus in the garden? or in the wilderness?
Yes.
And Jesus dealt with the word of God?
Yes.
I said, devil, left them. Left them for a season. Huh? And he waited around till the end of his ministry, come back again.
Right.
So I'll take another shot at him.
Yes.
And he lost again.
Yes.
He lost again. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, he did. Yes. And, hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus submitted to the cross. He submitted to the crucifixion. He submitted to the beating. And then God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
Sorcerer, see? Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God, even though he's a friend of Bar-Jesus. But Elias the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, Bar-Jesus, same fellow, withstood them.
Yes, sir. Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't always withstand or withstand the truth of the word of God. It's meant to set you free.
Amen. Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord, bless you. I don't see all that stuff in there.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. But Elijah's a sorcerer. For so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith.
Amen.
To turn away from the faith to human reasoning, to human understanding. What that crackpot called out there, who got that program of human understanding? Understand humans? That's a lie. Roy Masters, what a name, huh? Master. You never want to turn anybody away from faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No matter what they deal with, they're going to have to move and believe faith in God. Have faith in God.
Oh, glory. Yes, Lord.
Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Set his right on him. Huh? And said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief.
Oh, God.
Thou child of the devil.
Yeah.
Thou enemy of all righteousness. Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
His way is right.
Yes.
God deals with sin right.
Yeah, yeah.
He deals with you, sinner, right.
Yeah.
You submit to the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
Just give it. Agree with him.
Yeah.
Don't disagree. Don't be on the side of the devil.
Yeah.
What do you do? I keep, my God, I did it again this morning. You're the elect.
Yeah.
Should I get a testimony of the elect on who I am? You're not going to be able to say it according to my flesh now.
No,
my flesh ain't going to testify that I'm the prophet of God.
No,
it ain't.
No.
My flesh will tell you, boy, he ain't no good at all.
Man.
Come on now.
Amen.
What about your faith? What about you?
Yeah.
What, do you think you look like a child of God? You think, come on. But when we look at Christ, by faith, now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee.
Amen.
Thou shalt be blind.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
See where Mark is? He's in total darkness. He don't believe anything that he was taught here. He went and joined himself to the religious system of the world.
Oh, God.
Did he betray me? Why, he walked right in to the brothers, the elders, and said, he's not the Son of Man. He's not the Elijah messenger. Is that a betrayal? No, that was a betrayal. He went right out with it. Right out with it. Come on. That's why you don't ever hear me pray for him. Oh, every time I get a chance, I'll search God and say, do I pray for him, Lord? Do I call his name? And until God gave me the clearness.
All right, now.
As far as I'm concerned, he's gone. That's sad, huh? Huh? I guess. As far as God was concerned, Judas was gone. That's it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, brother, there. Suppose he hears you and comes back and says, what did I say with Judas? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? If Judas would have, instead of trying to justify himself, he had him killing himself. And he bowed. What a mess. Peradventure, Mark, right here this morning. Come to himself.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
You know, we still have his house to where we fix it for him. Nobody living in it. We actually fix it up for him. At his own dimensions. Yeah, we did.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I go back and talk about you. Remember one day we lived in that little house with a little baby, and no water, no bath. He was very important to the ministry because he was. So I said, Mark, let me move you over to this house over here.
Thank you, Father.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. A few weeks later, he come back and says, I want to move in that house.
Hallelujah.
Good. So we said, right about joint. Show us what you want, how you want it fixed. Yeah. Then, why? You're going to do it again, huh? I want to hear what you talk, what you say. You know why? I told you why. Because that's just how sharp I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
I can tell when your spirit's backing me up.
Oh, Jesus.
I can tell if it's your spirit, it won't ever back me up. It'll never do it. It'll never do it. You're elected, people. You can call me the man of God by faith because you're elected. I can call you God's children by faith because you're chosen. Hallelujah. That's it. I don't cast pearls to swine, so don't oink too loud. And surely don't want to bark too much.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you must hate us. What? Hate? You're not a hater of God, huh? Your charge is wrong, you devil.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yeah. You hear me deal with these young people. I say, what are you doing? I'm an 80-year-old man. Naturally, I'm an old man in the ministry. How many people do you know that preach for news of God ups and downs in that for over 60 years? How in the world? Look at this. Look at them. There's, oh, I don't mean you're God's man. God, kept by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Ready to reveal this last time?
Hallelujah.
Huh? With all the onslaughts I've had on that people had on me, and some had, they were right, but they were wrong in the way to deal with it. When Jesus finds sin in you, he does right about it. He don't do wrong about it. He warn you, he admonish you, he chastise you. Okay, God, let him have it again.
But
because you don't call certain things sin. Like rebellion, for instance. Like self-will. Like pride. Or stubbornness. You don't want to call that sin. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Why? Because the elders have experience.
Yes.
You live a while, you learn some things. One thing you learn, you ain't as tough as you think you are. You're wrong, you're not as good as you think you are.
Amen.
That's what Paul did after 14 years. And I begin the exam. I said, wise, look what I found in me. Come, go to don't look no further for this. It's right here. Right here. I'm looking about examining you. I just examine myself. Wow, there.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Our weapons are not carnal. You don't fight them with the carnal mind. but they are mighty.
Mighty.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
We're fighting a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Amen.
So true. At evening time, they fought, and many that were possessed with the devils.
Amen.
And he cast out the devil with his word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is an evil generation.
Yes.
Devils are everywhere.
Yes.
Demons on every side.
Yes.
They'll come to you in your most solemn moment.
Yes.
And the first thing they do is focus on somebody else and not you.
Amen.
Always do that.
Amen.
They always.
Amen.
I'm not like that one. Yes, you are.
Right.
Or you ought to be like that one. Won't even lift up his head. Boy, I don't know why that scripture doesn't set your soul on fire. Because Jesus answered one simple question. He said, which of these two went down to his house justified?
Amen. Hallelujah.
What sayest thou?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
glory.
Yeah, this is just a simple statement. That's all. You justified? How did Jesus put together this? How often do you need justification? We're so contrary to him that almost constantly we've got to have him justified. And he does that by forgiving us free. That's how he does.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh boy. Sorcerers, huh? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen.
Be sober.
Thank you, Lord.
Be vigilant.
Yes, Lord.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking, seeking. Mind you now, he just can't take hold of you.
Yeah.
You've got to give him place.
Yeah.
He's seeking.
Yeah.
He'll throw a thought in your mind. He'll throw a selfish. He'll do it.
Yeah.
He'll put it up in his mind. And sees if you give heed to it. See if you give him place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The reason I never got sick for years and years was because I just wouldn't go to a the doctors didn't tell me. I was sick. Well, there was time when I was sick. There was time, boy. But I'd always go to Jesus. He always tell me the same thing. Said, I am the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That healeth thee. And I never could get him to change that. I never could get him to change that. He's the same yesterday. I never get him to change. By grace are you saved? I would go sometimes and say, see how good I am, I'm saved. They say, no, you're not. That's not what saves you. It's not by any work that you've done, boy. He never changed. He just don't change. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. Aren't you glad? How about you? Huh? He don't change. He didn't change his mind about you.
No.
He said, I know my thoughts for you.
Hallelujah.
No, I haven't changed my mind. I set my mind on you. What are you? What is man? You are my Bible. Why, right? You're one. No, I set my mind on. How? I know my thoughts for you. I wish somebody. My God. Wow. People, God. Boy, are they stubborn, God. Are they rebellious?
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
I fed you with milk.
Lord.
Bless you.
Could not speak unto you as unspiritual.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't do it, Paul said.
Glory.
And I, brethren.
Bless you. Bless you, God.
And I, brethren.
Oh, Jesus.
Could not speak unto you as unspiritual.
Hallelujah.
I have to use carnal, human illustrations to try to get you to see her. You think I'll convince you people that a lot of you have been operating out stubbornness?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
You folk, really, how many times do I stop and use that for an example?
Hallelujah.
Huh? How I emphasize what the Spirit of God said through the oracle of God. Where else does Christopher say it? Hell no. I wouldn't give no credibility to what Christopher says.
Hello.
You hear me?
Oh, God.
Those are not carnal words.
No.
Those are spiritual words. That was an admonition from the Lord. Even though it made him look like a sap.
Oh, bless
you. You start speaking for God, you look like a fool.
Thank
you. All ain't going to believe you.
How
many Christians ain't going to believe you? No, they're not.
Amen.
Paul said, bear with me in this folly.
Amen.
Sounds like foolishness to you?
Hallelujah. Glory.
The preaching of the cross.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
You want to get on the cross? You know why you preach the cross?
Hallelujah!
But by it?
Yes.
Are we crucified to the world? And the world to us? No dominion.
Glory!
Rage on, hell!
Glory!
Hold out!
Glory!
Flesh, you're not going to win!
Hallelujah!
He was nailed to the cross!
Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes. Boy, oh boy. See these sorceries, these spiritual sorcerers?
Thank you.
All I'm doing is trying to tell you the faith.
Hallelujah.
Don't come here away from faith.
Hallelujah.
Pray yet, carnal. For whereas is among you envy, strife,
hallelujah,
divisions. Ooh, brother, stare. That ain't reading right.
Hallelujah.
For among you are fornicators and adulterers and murderers. Yeah, isn't that something?
Lord.
Well. But that's not what the Holy Spirit's identifying here, is it? Strife.
Hallelujah.
Envy and jockeying for position. Greater recognition.
Yes, Lord.
Taking something to yourself that doesn't belong to you. Envy and divisions.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Don't you know who I am? Yes, sir. I know who the I am is.
Yeah.
And it's not you. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. I know who the I am is. Do you know who he is? I am what I am. What are you? Well, I'm a redeemed one, chosen one, elected one. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that is Paul. Now, I've dealt with this many times. For one saith, I'm of Paul.
Hallelujah!
Another saith, I'm of Apollos. Are you not carnal?
Oh, Jesus.
One says I'm Baptist.
Oh, Jesus.
Another one says I'm Methodist.
Jesus.
Another one says I'm Apostolic.
Oh,
another one says I'm Trinitarian. Well, why are you kicking on that? Why are you doing that? Why are you holding on to that? I can hear you.
Glory.
One says I'm black. Another says I'm white.
Oh,
one says I'm Hispanic.
Oh,
another one says I'm rich. The other one says I'm poor.
Glory.
And they use that status.
Jesus.
You're carnal. That's the way the world thinks. That's how they make judgments. Well, none of those things. We're in Christ. Neither male nor female nor black or white nor Methodist or Presbyterian. Conservative, I'm a liberal.
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you old people that you resist that truth?
Oh, God. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
You're going to get like that.
Hallelujah.
You're going to insist on provoking me, aren't you?
Hallelujah.
I've taught that thing like that for years.
Oh, Jesus.
There are divisions among us.
Oh, Jesus.
Put two electricians together to work. One does it his way and the other one does it the other way.
Hallelujah.
And they both think they're doing right.
Sure.
And then they end up not being able to work together.
Okay.
But it's not right. How do you do it? Well, you submit one to another.
Amen.
You just yield. Okay, brother. Let me hear what you got to say.
Yes. Oh,
or you don't know like I know.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can I speak on to you as on the spiritual or is it carnal? Because like, if you take this carnal, you're going to go out and I know you, man. I know what you're going to do. I know you. I mentioned my Christian, didn't I? Huh? Oh, Jesus. You understand what she was reading out there at the book? Solved the problem, right?
Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Now, I'll tell you, brothers, I don't care what you're a master of. You come up with a problem and deal with something, go back to the principle. Forget about all the other stuff you heard and go right back to the principle and figure it out yourself. Just take it one step at a time and you'll solve the problem. And the book itself will just confuse you a lot of times. The book is there, here, there, YRG, 12F. Just go back to the principles. That's what God did with us here in this land. He took us back to the principles. This church said that. This doctrine said this. This preacher said that. This, and all those things brought us into more confusion and more. So God just smashed it all down, brought us back to the principles. Now we're building on it. Hallelujah. One step at a time. Hallelujah. I'm following Jesus. One step at a time. I live for the moment in His love. Chainsaws and you guys, you have to go back to the principle. The book may say this, the book may say that, and you try it, and it don't work out, so you go back to the principle. It's supposed to work. It was made to work. Here's how it works. Paul will give instruction on how to use your saw. The theological preacher will use their book to tell you how to serve Christ.
Oh,
none of them teach faith.
No.
I remember years ago when I was trying not to be too.
Hallelujah!
Oh. And I was covered. King James Burden! King James Burden! King James Burden! I agree with that.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
But the King James Burden is written like every other book.
Hallelujah.
With letters.
Hallelujah.
And it too will kill you.
Amen.
The letter.
Hallelujah.
Kill it.
Yes.
We don't live according to the letter of the word. We live according to the spirit of the word, which is light. Is in my heart today. I know. I don't care what y'all folks say. The Spirit of God is in me. It brings life. It brings hope. Oh, glory be to God. I can hardly ever open up that Bible and start reading without feeling condemned right away. Something just slapped me right down. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The letter kill it?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, Paul says, who then is Paul?
Hallelujah.
He ain't nothing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
He's just minister.
Thank you, God.
By whom
Glory.
You believe.
Hallelujah.
Who are you about to? Well, not much of anything, but I'm a minister, but I've been preaching you a believing gospel. You believe it? I have planted and polished water, but God gave the increase. You, my little old friend from down there, two calls this morning. One was from Guatemala. Oh, I'm sorry. I really thought you folk had heard it. I must admit that you don't pay much attention.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh,
I speak to your shame. Because I actually went up there this morning and put a little thing, 60 minutes together. The thing from Guatemala.
Hallelujah.
The thing from the brother up in Maine.
Oh,
his email.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you shut up, boy. Just who do you think you are?
Hallelujah.
And you come around here with all the other people and you speak more positive of the man of God than
Hallelujah.
This whole house. Are you for real?
Hallelujah.
We'll find out, won't we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you'd have heard the cut, you'd heard him come behind him.
Oh, yes.
And say how he came, but one day got mad at me.
Yeah.
I was so impressed with him the first time he came, I actually let him make an introduction.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
I even read it, let you hear it this morning. He can't even say it like that anymore, can you?
Hallelujah.
Have you rehearsed it some lately? Tried you?
Oh,
did you notice how all of a sudden his voice sounded Korean? Did you notice that? He talks very articulately. He got good education.
Okay.
And I chuckled when I put it on the Korean introduction. He said, "Ying yong ying yong." Did you hear that little "ying yong ying yong"? The way the Chinese,
well, thank you, Lord.
They always had that little "ying yong 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 yong."
Bless your name, Jesus.
Go ahead and mock me again. You thought I was just playing games again, huh?
God bless you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your love is going to be tried.
Hallelujah.
That is. That's what God's going to do with you. He's going to try your love.
Hallelujah.
He might see how much you love him by letting you see somebody else's sin, see what you do with it.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Lord.
Maybe see it. Got so much up here, but I have to close now because I'm wearing the hats to death again. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. You've been brought here into this wilderness to be tempted. Now, no man is tempted of God. Jesus was driven as a man into the wilderness.
Amen.
To be tempted of the devil.
Oh, yes.
And the first thing Satan tried to tempt him to deny he was God.
Oh,
you're son of God, huh?
Yes.
And you're going to get me to hedge on that? You're going to get me to fall for your cunning craft, isn't that Satan?
Oh,
ain't no question about me being the son of God. And I don't have to make this bread to prove it to you. Because I already believe it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now you get out of here, Satan. He resists him steadfast in the faith. But you just come up out of the river, Jordan, where the voice came out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved son." Oh, I wish somebody... has God spared Paul witness with you that you are a son of God? Has the prophet of God agree with the Spirit of God? Has the Spirit of God and your brother and sister agree with you that you are sons of God? Then strengthen your brethren.
Glory. Hallelujah.
See, I just wouldn't let you stay stubborn, would I? And I'm still not going to do it.
Amen.
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 I ain't going to do it. I don't. You keep hanging your head down, probably I might just... No, I can't do it that way.
Hallelujah.
Get on down in your place.
Hallelujah.
You lie, Satan.
Amen.
He won't miss you. Well, you see how much... Where you at, Adam? Where you at, Ron?
Oh, God.
Where you at, Brother Patterson?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what that fellow told me in an email? You hear me, Reggie? You know what that fellow told me in an email? Why he didn't move with you? He said it wouldn't be right. After being directed there, after being told to go there, and no time did you ever make him feel it wasn't right. But that snot nose, see, now you hold on.
Hey? Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Then he wants to tell me how he's doing something. I don't tell you, but you people are really something. Did anybody here not know that I was actually directing him to go live with Reggie? That I had already cleared with Reggie? Reggie has made it clear to me that anybody I send over there, he will let him come. Uh-huh. I get that stupid email from that guy. Maybe mad. I said, my God, he's still at it. But I'm over here in a room and house and I don't know, nobody might know where I'm at, so I want to tell you where I'm at. Here's my phone number so in case something happens to me, somebody can find me. He said, well, I told you we know where to find you. We'd watch over you. Yes, dummy. How many more times you want God to kick you in the teeth? And then you think you're going to snow job me with your kind word. You're the prophet. I'm the prophet. Do what I tell you to do.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm the only man that's ever really dealt with this temptation of Jesus. Look at this one here. Again, the devil taketh him. I don't know how you would use take, but come on. In the wrong place. Takes him. See, the devil takes him, puts him out of place. So by the Holy Spirit, I say, put him back in his place.
Thank you, Father.
This all started the other day when he came running to me at the table and says, I got a very important question for you. I need the answer. What did I say to him? Huh? What's your intent?
Oh, bless you.
You gave me the question? I said, I'm not going to answer you. And then I use it for an example for everybody. That's it? What was his question? Am I going to be saved?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, you folk, believe me, you are not saved yet.
Amen.
By faith, though, you can claim salvation. But you're not there yet. Are you going to be there? Yes. For he who hath begun a good work in you, he will. He will perform until the day of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody here knows it any better than me?
My Lord.
I know in whom I have believed. I believed you when he told me you were my brother. I don't care how many times you get mad at me. Hello there, sister.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Come forth. Come on, people of God, come forth. Show yourself. The devil takes him up into the holy city. Up into the religious temple, into the holy place, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. You have the devil take you up to a high religious place, way up there, let you look out over, and says to him, cast yourself down. Just live any way you want to live, the only thing you want to do. Just cast yourself, trust in yourself. Of course, Tim and his angels charge over you. Jesus said, that's the truth. But I'm not going to tempt God.
Amen.
So don't just take all God's grace for granted.
No.
But take God's grace for granted. Let it really do what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
Don't tempt God.
No.
Don't go out here and just sin or fail God and say, now what are you going to do about it? Don't do that.
No.
Now, don't stick your finger to your nose.
Amen.
Don't do that.
Oh, Lord God.
Well, I can show you examples of that around here.
Yes, sir.
But you said we're under the bread, so I can go sin. No, I didn't say that. I never said that. The things I preach unto you, I preach that you sin not.
Hallelujah.
And the one thing I don't want you to sin against God.
Hallelujah.
But if you do, which most of you do, at one time or another.
Oh,
just remember, you do have an advocate. He's still not authorizing you to sin.
Amen.
He's still not condoning sin.
No.
He doesn't have. But there's one thing he does is he forgets it.
Oh.
That you want to remember. That you want to remember. That you better remember. So maybe you might have sinned today, but you will.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe even by saying that, you could be sinning. I have no sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
We're discussing this case down here with the young man that the question came up was, why do they have 12 women jurors? Or six of them? I said, very simple. You see, jurors are picked by the attorneys. That's why they bring a pool down there. When your name calls, you go up and the attorney, either the prosecutor or the defendant, they question you. And they'll ask you pointed questions. And there's no doubt in my mind that the prosecuting attorneys in Sanford, Florida, made up their mind they were going to get women on the jury. And they were not, they're probably all mothers, because they're trying a young man who was a mother's son. Now, what was, suppose that was your son, mother. So there are six women's got to find out whether this guy is guilty of killing a son, a mother's son. And that's, look at these folks. See, you are the hardest people. That's why they even said the judge the other day was being influenced by Mr. Obama, because one of the first things Mr. Obama did when that case arose, without any, he said, that could be my, like my son. See, son. There's no mother. Hardly everyone believe her son does wrong. That's my son. Wonder if they'd allow some question to that woman, that father. How's that boy been treating you in the home? What's he doing walking out 17 years old, walking around at midnight, living his own life? Huh? Has he been rebellious, sir? Has he ever kicked against you, mama? Well, my boy's a good boy, huh? See, that's why they pick women. That's why they judge him.
Sure.
Well, poor lady boy, they got a... Can you hear him, little brain? Well, suppose that was your son. How'd you judge him?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Didn't have a woman judge? Who broke every rule of the book. The way she was trying to set that jury up. He won't talk in his own defense. He must be guilty.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
You people are right, son, are you? I can explain it right to you. See, where she messed up was, she kept saying to the young man, are you willing to testify? You have a right to keep silent. Now, you don't have to.
Hallelujah.
But she kept pushing him. Will you do it? And his attorney finally said to him, I object to that line of questioning. This case is not even over yet. We haven't decided whether he's going to do this or not. And the old judge says, I overrule you. And every legal authority in America has blasted that judge. Every one of them. One of them called her an idiot. Because there's been some kind of pressure from the State Department. You've got to find this fellow guilty of something. Until we even heard the prosecutor right again say, can I at least have manslaughter?
Sure.
Anything.
Yes, sir.
Just can't let him go free.
Amen.
There is no justice in this land.
No.
The whole land is corrupt. From the White House to the outhouse. From the church house to the whorehouse. They're all corrupt. Democrats, Republicans, white folk, black folk, rich folk. And all flesh is corrupted. True men. And the only way to get rid of that corruption is through the man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And the corruption pass away. And behold, all things become new. And boy, you don't go all that. You are of the Father that devil.
Amen.
How you resist that truth. How important it is even for you to believe that.
Oh, yeah.
To believe that you of all people, you,
yes.
You,
yes.
You need to believe that.
Yes, sir.
You need to do it.
Yes, sir.
You need to do it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Trying to make a racial problem out of it. Then the devil leaveth him. And the old angels came and ministered unto him. And when the devil's cast out, the dumb speak. Hey, you dumb dogs. Let's get that dumb spirit out of you. Then you can speak like a child of God. The multitudes marvel, saying, it was never so seen like this in Israel. They never got this under the Jews. Well, what kind of freedom is this? Hallelujah. All right, but you didn't get this in a Baptist church or a Methodist church. I heal the sun sets free. It's free indeed. How we can speak freely now. Hallelujah. Be thou testified. There was brought on him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed. See? Sickness and diseases, it has to be healed.
Yes.
Insomuch as the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Let's go on with that. The old woman of Canaan came out of the same coast. And she cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And Jesus rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him. The devil. Your adversary is the devil. You've got to know how to deal with the devil. And there's only one way to deal with him. It's written. It is 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 written. Your name is written. Rejoice because your name is written. It 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 is written. Hallelujah. It is written. Rejoice, he said, because you're not because devils are subject, not because the sick are healed. You're going to rejoice. Rejoice because your name is written. It is written. He said, now if you obey me and you submit to this, I won't blot your name out of the book.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Holy. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
And they come to Jesus.
Glory!
And they see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion. Now, that's the reason why there was 2,000. Because that's a legion. Lord, maybe some of you didn't know that. But now you do.
Hallelujah.
Why do you do that?
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
A legion.
Hallelujah.
That's why we say there were 2,000 swine.
Glory.
Did the devil come out of the man?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that? Because a spirit without a body has no power at all.
Amen.
The devil without able to get into your body, your mind, he has no power at all.
Amen.
None at all. None at all. If Christ is in you, you have all power. Hallelujah. Come on. He has none at all. Jesus said, Satan, you ain't got nothing on me.
Thank
you. Well, you're your sin. Nah, you ain't got nothing on me, boy. Say, come on. You got it? It's written. It is 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 written. The written word is no good until it's finally spoken by divine revelation. See, Jesus says to them, rejoice because your names are written. Well, how do you know it? Because by the Spirit of God, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. It's written. It's written. It's in the book. You got on your face and repented? No! Your name was already in the book!
Glory! Hallelujah! Glory!
That's why he called you. Checked out your book when you came once and looked. Here they are. And he changed to you! They come to Jesus and saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now we see why some of you folk are afraid of me, because I speak in the right mind, the mind of Christ. Isn't that something? I'm looking at a diversification of a bunch of people. And I tell you, your names are written. I must be out of my mind. Knowing you, knowing me. I know what my mind tells me. Huh? But I know what his mind says. He got you on his mind. What are you that God's mindful of you? Because your name's written in the book. Hallelujah. In the book of remembrance. He remembers. He remembers. Glory be to God. Do you remember? Oh, remember, remember. They can sit and I'll beware. But you don't want to put your name out of the book. And the only way the name can get out of the book is if you insist on unbelief. Then he can't do another point. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Convince him. Persuade him. Convince him. The Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory,
glory. Oh, yes.
He knows that. He knows they're hypocrites. He knows they're liars. Or why it's ever occurred. He's trying to counsel him. Counselor, trying to tell him, come on. And they reject him. Nope. Remarkable statement. Look at it. I don't know if I can make you understand. If you don't, I just don't know. You wonder, what's this doing here? The Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against himself, being not baptized of him. In other words, not being fully immersed with the knowledge of Christ. Christ is in you. Don't reject that counsel. That's your hope. That's God's hope. Christ in you is God's hope. I counsel you, he said, buy this of me. Buy it. Lay hold to it. My God. Let them have it, God. Knock them down. Drag them out. Until they come to the end of themselves. God, I tell you, people... You really love yourself, don't you? No wonder you can't love God with all your heart. You love yourself too much.
Thank you, Lord.
How do I do that? Well, you love your family, you love your children, you love your job, you love your looks, you love your accomplishments, and you do it. And don't tell me the Holy Ghost is not faithful.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes,
we sit under her. For this saying,
hallelujah, oh Jesus,
go thy way, the devil is gone out of your garden. For what saying? Have mercy on me.
Hallelujah.
Save me.
Glory.
I can't handle the devil. He's making havoc in my home. I killed my family. Help me, Lord. Jesus said, I like that saying. Let me go your way. Daughter. See, we got people all over the world. I laid in my bed last night. I said, God, bind that devil that's got a hold of Angela. You think Angela has any idea what demon power's got a hold of her? That she actually not only left her husband or left her place of security, but left her children. Will a mother forsake her children? Absolutely. Today, mothers are forsaking their children.
Oh.
A devil. A demon.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Christ doesn't forsake his children.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He might go away from me. He won't forsake
it.
He said, I will never leave you.
Thank you,
Lord. Nor.
Never.
Never.
Thank you,
God.
Never.
Hallelujah.
Oh. You get a mother who can forsake her child. She's possessed by devils. But there is hope. For this saying, come out of her. Now don't get in my way now. Mama, come back now. Don't get in the way now. Don't get in the way, Mark. I've asked God to cast the devil out of that woman. So don't get in the way now and hinder her coming back. Don't do it. Don't anybody else hinder it. You know you've all had to come back?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You've all backslid.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes when you try to come back, who hinders you? Other people too.
Yeah.
We need to learn to be accepted among the brothers.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Mercy.
Your brother sins, forgive him. Keep him as a brother. If your sister falls, forgive her. Keep her as a sister. This is the right thing in Christ Jesus. Amen. What would Christ do? I just told you. It's written. It is written. It is written. I don't know who that man called. Yesterday he called me. So I need to talk to you personally. I want to apologize. And I didn't know who he is. He said, I said something to you. I didn't know what it was. But I thank God for the opportunity to say, hey, you're forgiven. Oh, I like that. Isn't it nice that God gives me a chance for you and me to be forgiven? Or have you not heard? He that hath not the spirit of forgiveness. So every time God gives you an opportunity to forgive, you can now walk in the spirit. Forgive yourself if you have to. Hallelujah. Forgive your brother. Forgive. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Glory. Forgive us this day. Forgive us this day. Forgive us this day. Our trespasses. Went stone, huh? I said to the man, am I glad you gave me a chance to forgive you? What a joy. What a joy. That turns into joy, your Lord. Boy, there's a lot of joy when somebody gets forgiveness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you can find forgiveness for yourself, not that the devil's using on you. Ah,
oh,
boy.
Oh,
my God, it's close, Lord. Let me see.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory.
All right, I think I feel covered at all.
Glory.
He cast out the devil. Shall we stand? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the right to use the word. I pray for my brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and sons and daughters that are being oppressed of the devil. There's not a day goes by, you know I'm telling you the truth, Father, that I don't cry out in my prayer openly, privately. He came to let the oppressed go free. To set at liberty. The other are bound. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now is that time of acceptation. Now he will receive us. Oh God. I bind every unclean spirit. You know one of my favorite prayers, Father, is the prayer you pray. Father, I pray not for the world, but I pray for these, that you keep them from this evil, this ungodly, condemning, judging, fault-finding, unforgiving spirit of the world. Evil, evil of the world, turning people away from God. There's only forgiveness in God. You can't turn away from him. Oh God. And then when I pray like that, then I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit. I'm not Elijah. I don't profess to be, but I do profess that I'm operating in the Spirit. I understand Elijah ministry. He turns the heart of the people back to God. Then he has to go to God and turn the heart of God?
Yes!
back to this rebellious, stubborn, hard-hearted stump. Have mercy on God. Have mercy on them. I know you turned your face away from so many. I know you haven't. I know why you've done it, but have mercy, Lord. I'll try to get them to acknowledge their rebellion, their sin. They would just do it. They would just do it. There will be peace in the valley for you and me. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. I don't know how many times I quote that. I don't know why we even debate with it. It's the first thing that you tell us in order to overcome the Antichrist spirit is by the blood of the Lamb. By our testimony. That the blood is on the doorpost. On my heart. Get thee hence, Satan. Get thee hence. I believe. And I'm going to hold it steadfast to the end.
Oh, you are Trump.
Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice, oh come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Father, we thank you for another day of grace, the word of God preached that we heard. We would receive the engrafted word with meekness. We may do thy word, O God. Even now we're gathered together to do what you would have us to do, O God, to respond in the way you would have us to respond. We pray your blessings, even now, Father, in Jesus' name. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace to the hearers, to edify the body of Christ, that thou, Father in heaven, would be glorified. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. All right, Brother Kurt, you up there? How are we doing?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Testing 1, 2, 3. How's that doing?
Glory.
Not what it's supposed to. Praise the Lord. How are you all hear me?
Hallelujah.
Everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, how does everybody hear me? The reason I'm asking, I was told that my voice wasn't quite loud enough. How does that sound? Pretty good? We're going to go forth in Jesus' name then. Hallelujah. 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 All right, we're all gathered in the tabernacle here at Kennedy, South Carolina. It's the Sabbath day. It's a day of rest, day that the Lord hath made. It's a good place for us to be on the Sabbath day, huh? In the tabernacle, worshiping God with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, we've all been listening to a message by Brother R.G. Stair. That's why we came to hear that message. We heard it. We all rejoiced in it. We all clapped our hands. We all said amen. Now we'll talk about it, okay? So if you didn't get angry then, don't get angry now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things he talked about was people in their places. I shouldn't talk about that, huh? He said, where art thou, Adam? Adam, where art thou? You know, it's still the same, you know. Kurt, when was that message preached?
2013.
Well, things are much the same, huh? People still aren't in their place. They listen to the prophet. They turn the broadcast on. They come to the tabernacle. Some do, some don't. But he pointedly said, Adam, where art thou? He called a name. Amen. Called a couple of names. Amen. We still have the same thing going on. Yes. Adam, where art thou? Where art thou? Get in your place.
Amen.
All right. You know, when the Lord comes, we want to be in our place. Huh? We're not going to miss it. In our place, doing the Lord's will, waiting patiently. Huh? Yeah, we must be found so doing. Still believing. Still watching. Still loving his appearing. The Lord will give a crown of righteousness. Them that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. From the book of Genesis. I'm told that means the beginning.
Hallelujah.
And where there is a beginning, there's an end. In the beginning was the Word was with God.
Yes, Lord.
The Word, Jesus Christ, he said, I am the beginning.
Jesus.
And the end. I'm the first. And the last. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And he said unto him, Abraham? And he said, behold, here I am. And he said, now, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you.
Hallelujah.
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 And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it up on Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together.
Okay.
And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My son. And he said, behold the fire.
Hallelujah.
And the wood.
Hallelujah.
But where is the lamb?
Hallelujah.
For a burnt offering. And Abraham said,
Hallelujah.
My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went on, both of them together. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
We're going to try to run these two concurrent. Let's see how it goes. Hallelujah.
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 All right. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
All right. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do?
Hallelujah.
That I may have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good?
Oh, Jesus.
There is none good but one, that is God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
but if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Hallelujah.
He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Oh, God.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother.
Oh God.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor,
oh God,
as thyself.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order.
Hallelujah.
And bound Isaac his son.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And laid him up on the wood.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham,
hallelujah.
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
And he said, Here am I.
Oh.
And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad.
Hallelujah.
Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I knowest thou fear.
Oh, God.
Fearest God.
Oh, God.
Now I see that thou fearest God. Now I see that thou fearest God. Young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What like I yet?
Hallelujah.
Seeing thou hast not withheld thine son,
Hallelujah.
Thy only son,
Hallelujah.
From me. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast,
oh, God,
and give to the poor,
yes, Lord,
and thou shalt have treasure in heaven,
oh, God,
and come and follow me.
Yes.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord.
As it is said, for this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Yes.
Then Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily, I say unto you, that a rich man should hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
So what like are you? We left all. Here we are, come to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So what like are you? We saw a little animation, I guess that's how you say that, animation on the screen in the dining hall,
right, right,
about an old man realizing his dreams. When he had put all he had into this thing, then it took him to the place he wanted to go. He got into this little ship-like thing and pushed a button. Didn't go anywhere. And then that last coin fell in. Then it took off. All right? Y'all remember that?
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, we want to talk about that because even though it's so simple and we've heard it so many times, I want to remind you what's like it.
Okay.
And it's not how much a man gives, it's what he holds back.
Oh, bless
and then, except we forsake all,
oh, God,
we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Good master, what good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Amen.
I'm sure we've heard it preached before.
Yes.
Every day God requires all, and how do we do?
By God.
Where do we stand even now? Love thy neighbor as thyself. How do we measure up? Forgive one another, even as, yeah, I've forgiven you. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, even as the manner of some is, especially so much the more as you see the day approaching. Get converted and strengthen your brother. How do we do? Prefer your brother. In lowliness of mind, esteem others better than yourself. Lay down your life for the brethren. You know, we pass from death unto life. You know, we know that because we love the brethren. Hallelujah. Is this a good message, or how are we doing? Praise the Lord. Should I start over? All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, perhaps we think God's not going to require it of us. But he is going to require, else he wouldn't be a righteous God. And the thing that we are being proved in right now, it must be the thing that we haven't given up. Must be. So God's waiting on that last little bit so he can set you free. Because as much as we say we trust God, we trust him as far as we surrender everything to him. It's not how loud we talk, how much we run around the tabernacle. It's how much we submit all to God and trust that he'll work it out all right. Yeah, that's how much we've given. He said he'll heal us. Well, how do we do with that? I was really edified and encouraged when the man of God talked like that. Of course, it sounds foolish, doesn't it? Well, how come you never get sick? Well, I never go to the doctor. So he can tell me. I never learn all these fancy terms. I don't go to the medical books. I don't look it up and see what I should do about it. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. Glory, glory. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. You know that, don't you? I tell folk, don't try to give any name to my infirmities. I'm not going to keep them that long. We're going to name them. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm going to say, by his stripes, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Angela, you going to rejoice in this? Hallelujah. Yeah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. Not restricted by my calling. Not restricted by my color. Not restricted by your whatever. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Huh? Got no excuses, no alibis. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all that I have received. I want to emphasize that. I have some things, but I've received them. I've not taken them. All that I have received. Huh? Now receiving is when you accept something that's given. That's what I've done. I've accepted what's been given to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I got it from the one who gives good and perfect gifts.
Hallelujah.
One who loves the gift.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you may say, well, I've given more than you, Pastor Rice. Where is mine? In other words, what like I, huh? If we're lacking in something, yeah, the answer is we just not surrendered all to God.
Oh, God.
Huh? Whatever it is you're acquiring or seeking to acquire, we just really don't believe that God is able and in charge of all.
Yes, he is.
Partly because we've gotten educated, we learned the way of the world.
Oh, God.
You go out there, they'll talk differently than I talk.
Yes.
They'll tell you you need to get an education, need to have a computer.
Yes.
Need to work on the Sabbath day. I'm not going to tell you that. You know, God set me free to rest on the Sabbath. Hallelujah. It's not my salvation. It's my privilege. It's what God has given to me. You know, he made the Sabbath for man. So, again, this is something I receive. See, not something I take. God gives it, I receive it.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
So if I'm going to go work on the Sabbath day, then I don't receive it. All that I have received. That's because I have a desire for it. Now, some don't want to be free on the Sabbath day. No, they want to learn the way of the world so they don't have to. I'm going to preach it. You can believe it if you want to. So I'm free to come here and worship on the Sabbath day. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I don't have any children that hinder me. Don't have any wife that hinder me. Don't have no saint, no brother, no sister that hinder. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I'd like to go to the tabernacle and worship with the saints. What like I don't like anything. I've received from God. So here I am, here we are. Huh? Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But there's no way we're going to hold back and get it. Oh, when we receive from God, we'll do it like it's written in the book.
Amen.
Let me read some more then. Hallelujah.
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 If thou wilt be perfect, that means you get to the end of it.
Right.
Because just saying, I believe in Jesus, that's not made perfect.
No.
I believe we ought to live righteous. I believe we should obey the commandments. I believe we ought to love one another.
Wow.
That's not the end of it. If we would be made perfect,
amen,
then we would go do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the evidence of faith.
Yes.
In the doing of it.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
That's when the angel appeared unto Abraham.
Hallelujah.
And said, hey, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
That you fear God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Of course, many of us haven't convinced God.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we've just not given up.
Yeah.
There's something we hold back.
Right.
Huh? We trust in our knowledge.
Mm.
We trust in our ability and our experiences. Huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, if we go and sell all that we have, give to the poor, and come follow Jesus, then we can have eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, evidently, you know, everybody don't think it a privilege and an honor to be able to come to the tabernacle on the Sabbath day or any other day. Hmm? One of the things God gave us, though. Huh? Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Questions, you know, I've got a question for you, and we do have questions. We like conversations, you know, we like to occupy ourselves with, you know, stimulating discourse, anything but doing what God wants you to do. You know, we've got people who want to talk about serving God, want to talk about revelation truth. We don't have 2 minutes, want to do it. Let me say it again. Would you hear me say it again? And, you know, that's what how we deceive ourselves. We get involved with all of this knowledge that we know and the articulation that we have. We can talk about the things of God, and you know, but we don't want to do it. So, you know, only fools get involved in things like that. You know, men of God talked about talking about Jesus. That's because we have knowledge of theology. Knowledge of doctrine don't mean we have knowledge of Jesus. We have knowledge of Jesus when we love one another. Huh? When we serve one another by love. You know, when it's not a burden for us to love our neighbor. When we figure out this is a blessing that I've got a brother. He's given of God. I will receive him. You see, all that I have received. Well, I want this, I want that, but I don't want the brother. I won't receive that. I'm not like that. If God give me the brother, then I will receive him. God give me the affliction, I will receive it. God give me the charge, I will receive it. All that I have received. I've taken nothing. Hallelujah. I know you said, well, God must have given Pastor Rice too much. Is that how you see it? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Maybe we don't say it that way. Maybe we say it like this. Pastor Rice is a usurper. Well, again, I tell you, all that I have received. I submit myself to God. He has convinced me that he tells the truth. Yeah. Over and over, he's proved himself to me. Even now, he's proven himself to me. I found out that I always triumph in Christ. That I have the victory in Jesus. That no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. That I don't have to fight for myself. I've got one to fight for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Victory in Jesus. My Savior forever, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. For some are deceived when men come to them with fair speech. You know, and they want to talk about spiritual things. I don't want to just talk about them. If you come in the spirit of Jesus, then we can talk. If you come in any other spirit, I don't want to be bothered with that foolishness. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to be bothered with that foolishness. Don't care how spiritual it sounds, how high and mighty. If you don't come in the spirit of Jesus Christ, I do not want to hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, of course, we claim to be filled with the Spirit. You know that you are the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that? Well, you know that's the most difficult thing to tell God's people. They want to hear everything but that. Every time I get up, I say Christ is in you. Don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? They don't want to hear that. Come on, saints.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. That's how I testify, right? Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Well, you're going to expect something out of me. Praise the Lord.
My God.
Yet not I, but Christ.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You know, as a brother, I expect to be received.
Amen.
I believe this is the righteousness of God. Huh?
Sure.
Hallelujah. We should receive one another. Not to doubtful disputations. I believe we should all speak the same thing. We may think it wise not to do it. Huh? We can come up with all kind of reasons why we shouldn't speak. We call that wisdom. That is pure foolishness. When God told us to speak the same thing. And we get so wise, we say we can't do that. Huh? That's not wisdom. That's foolishness. Hear me preach it. This is foolishness. What would you have us to speak, Pastor Wright? Jesus Christ is Lord. We should love one another. We should serve one another. Not only in word, but in deed. And when you come to, you know, true people of God like that, then you speak the same thing. Well, you got folk who say it, and they're working mischief, then of course we can't speak the same thing. I would that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you. Now the wisdom of man spits that out and rejects it. Huh? The spirit of the living God say yes, truth. We can do that. Hallelujah. So I'm going to maintain that we can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, if I'm not seeking my own, if we're not seeking our own, if we're forsaking all, we're actually looking for that pearl of great price. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
I won't be convinced that we're all waiting on Jesus and we can't get to this place together. There's something wrong with that. Something is definitely wrong with that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somehow the book says we should do it. We've got the place here.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is here.
Amen.
The prophet spoke it.
Amen.
Even the prophets of old spoke it.
Amen.
Spirit of God still maintains it.
Amen.
And we're so spiritual and we can't come here. Huh? I'm going to come.
Yes.
I thank God that I'm able to come. Again, it's something that I receive. And all that I have received. I receive this right to come here and call on Jesus. I receive it, Lord. I don't reject it. I receive this right to worship with the saints of God. I don't reject it. I receive it. And everything that I have received. What like, what do you like? Well, figure that out.
That's right. Hallelujah.
You figure it out.
Amen.
Since God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could even ask or think, what like out? You figure that out. Huh? Come on, wise man, wise woman. Tell me, what is it? Since God withhold no good thing from them that walk upright. Giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Well, what do we like? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then why are we bound? Somebody, what do we like? Huh? Maybe a love for the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This man was seeking eternal life. That's what he asked the good master. He not earnestly, though. You know how we do. We want things from God, but we want to get them by hook and crook. We want to take them from God. We can't take anything from God. We can receive everything and all things from God, but we can't take one thing from God. You can't take honor from God. You can't take position from God. You can't take wealth from God. You can't take peace from God. You can't take joy from God. But you can receive these things from God. So what like I? What like I? You just don't believe God. Or if I submit to Brother Owen, he'll do me wrong. Then you just don't believe God. If I do what's right, somebody will take advantage of me. Then you don't believe God. What like I? Nobody's going to take advantage of me. Huh? You know why? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God I serve is able to deliver me. And he will deliver me. Hallelujah. I just don't believe that I'm going to come up short of lacking when I submit to God, when I obey him. We all say amen, but my God, don't tell us to peel an extra potato, huh? Don't do that. In fact, don't tell us to do anything. Brother Stairs in charge. Don't tell me nothing. I was talking to a brother this morning. He said, man, I even have to be careful how I weed eat. He said, man, if you ain't careful, you weed eat somebody's weed. And they'll say, Brother Stair gave me charge to chop that weed. You can't chop it. And that's the truth. You tell me that spirit ain't here. Hello. Or maybe some of you don't know, you've been here longer than we have. We have to be careful what we put our hands to around here. We don't consider we have all things in common. This is some charge I got from Brother Stair. I don't have to follow the commandments anymore. I don't even have to listen to the Spirit of God anymore. Brother Stair gave me a charge. I'm preaching it right. Huh? And I'm not concerned about how you've received or any of that stuff. Because I'm submitting myself to God to speak the word of God. This I have received. I didn't say, no, God, I won't do it. I say, yes, Lord. You wouldn't tell it about yourself, would you? No, you wouldn't say that. Go weed eat anything you want to eat, Pastor. Yeah, right. I've tried it. Huh? Praise the Lord. I still find plenty to do to serve God. Huh? Hallelujah. I have time to serve Him. I have grace to serve Him. I have a desire to serve Him. Yeah, I'm enriched by serving Him. I lose nothing by serving Him. I lose nothing by gathering with you, by suffering long with you. Nothing. I gain by doing all that God tells me to do. Hallelujah. I learn how to receive from God. Come on, Brother Larry. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What like I? Well, most folk don't want what God has anyway. They want eternal life, but they don't, you know, they want it under their own terms. We want eternal life. Want it like this, Lord. I want that place in the kingdom. I want this, I want that. We want to take from God. We just don't trust God to give us what's best. Hallelujah.
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 Lord. Oh, bless you, Lord.
I'm in trouble again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, some do encourage me, you know. Anybody could do it, but they don't want to receive what God has. You understand that. Brother Stair would often say, you know, if you don't encourage me, somebody will. So that's what happens. If you don't want to encourage me, somebody will. I want to encourage you. I desire to encourage you. Why? Because I've received it of the Lord. You won't even take it away from me. Even if you don't want to encourage me, I still want to encourage you. Why? Because I've received it from the Lord. All that I have received. I'm not worried about anybody taking anything from me. That, isn't that safety and security, Ann?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I worry about anybody doing me wrong, brother.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I've got power. You know what power I have? You can't do me wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Where did you get that power from? Anybody know? I have received it. All that I... Now, most folk don't want that power. They want the power so they can complain and murmur and... I don't have that. I've got the power that you can't do me wrong. You said, well, I'm going to try. Well, I see, but you watch and see. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Even now I said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I have no desire to condemn anybody. If I did, I condemn myself.
Amen.
Have no desire to say I'm more holy or righteous than anybody, because that's a lie. I'm as wretched as you are. That's my confession. Where did you get? Well, I received it from the Lord. Yeah, when you receive it from the Lord, it'll set you free. You remember the two men that went up to pray? One said, oh, I thank you, Lord. I'm not like Pastor Rice. Hypocrite. Usurper. Huh? Others say, oh, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. One of them went home justified. How about that? It was the one that didn't justify himself. But he received the justification from God. Everybody get that? Receive. You will never take anything from God. You keep trying. You try to trick him, try to outsmart him, try to outmaneuver him. You will not take anything from God. You can receive all of God's blessings. You can take nothing from him. Of course, if you've been living in the hood out there in the street, they don't understand that. We should be far from that mentality. There are some people on the street you can't give anything. But they'll steal it from you. Oh, yeah. They'll steal it from you, but you can't say, here, take this. No challenge. Huh? They didn't earn it. But you leave it. Let them steal it. Then they say, look what I got. That's how we try to do God. We don't have to steal from God. He's more willing to give than we are to receive.
Huh?
And he's ready to give when we don't have nothing left. He's not going to give to us when we're holding back. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm excited about a God who has everything and is willing to give it.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Sure. He won't give us his glory, but we can share in it. He's already given us his righteousness when we receive it by faith. But if we have the least bit of it, our own, then we can't have his. You know that, don't you? That's why most folk aren't saved, because they done some good to make them right. And if we've done any little good, then we won't receive any righteousness from God.
No.
If we receive righteousness from God, we must admit we don't have any.
That's right. That's right.
Most men won't get there. You see what happened with the young rich ruler. Yeah. He said, I'm going to hold on to my riches. I don't believe the prophet like Pastor Rice. I believe him better than that. I count it a blessing to be able to receive from God.
God bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
I can testify. You know what he gives to me. You ask me what I got, where I got, I tell you.
God bless you.
Now back at Grace, we had hard knocks there, you know. Whenever there's people of God, they profess one thing, do another. Oh yeah, we do. We honor God with our mouth while our heart goes after covetousness. But we didn't do too much on the Sabbath. So I was a bit more of a stickler for it than some. And I know we're not saved by keeping the Sabbath. We're not saving by not committing adultery and none of that stuff. By grace are ye saved.
Yes.
Through faith. Not of yourselves, it's the gift of God.
Hallelujah.
It's certainly not of works.
No.
Then we would boast, wouldn't we? But by grace are you saved.
Grace.
Not to say that we shouldn't work righteous works. If we have faith, we will.
Amen.
That's how Abraham got his son up there. He had faith, and that was what faith did.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
He didn't browbeat over Isaac.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
Isaac submitted.
Yes.
Did it have anything to do with the faith of Abraham? Everything.
Hallelujah.
Well, he told the lad, he said, we're going back down there. Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He said, y'all wait here. Me and the lad's going up, but we'll be back.
He'll be back. Oh, God. That's what he said.
That's what he said. Where's the lamb? Well, the Lord will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And he did. Yeah, it was Abraham's faith. We are the seed of Abraham. If any man be in Christ, he's Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. We can do it just the same way. We can move mountains, work righteousness, subdue our enemies. Yeah, by faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. No need to murmur, no need. We can be healed by faith. Huh? Well, I love my medical knowledge. Well, you can't be healed like that. I'm telling everybody that hear my voice that we can be healed if we believe Jesus Christ. In fact, by his stripes, we are healed. Huh? You want to tell me about your condition, and I don't want to hear that. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is your healer.
Hallelujah.
And as you receive that by faith, then you are healed.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm wretched. Yeah, God healed wretched people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How do you know? Oh, see, he healed me.
Hallelujah.
Eyewitness. Yeah, he healed me, brother. Told me to run. Praise the Lord. Save me. Told him to show forth the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Come on. Don't lean on your medical knowledge. How many times the devil's lied to you? Huh? Drive your stake in. When he lied to you, show him the stake. Say, there it is, devil. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, how else do you think you're going to be healed? Huh? You do enough good works and God's going to heal you? You fast a certain amount of days and offer up a certain amount of prayers? Woman that had the issue didn't believe it like that. Just let me get to him.
Amen.
Brother Sarah gave the Branham account this morning about the little blind girl. Yeah, where's the man of God? Where's the man of God? I want to get to the man of God so, you know, he can heal me and make me see. Huh? How about that?
Amen.
Yeah. Find a man of God, then I can find my daddy myself. How about he can do the same for you? Y'all just going to make fables out of these things? Or are you going to rise up and be healed? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He said to the woman, your faith has made you whole. Is that how we believe it?
Hallelujah.
We're going to talk God out of it. Anybody want to be healed today?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, call on Jesus.
Jesus.
Believe on Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No need to look in the medical books. I'll look on YouTube or whatever for your little remedies. Look in the book. Look down into your heart. Believe the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
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 By his stripes, we are healed.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Lamb.
By the word of our testimony.
Glory.
We love not our lives until the death. And we should rejoice, not because we're healed, but because our names are written in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother, what can we do with preaching like this? Well, we can receive it or we can reject it. Since God's given it to you, I say receive it. It's something good for you. Huh? Better than fables and lies. That we need to wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Trust only in him.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whatever little thing we lay down for Jesus, when he pays, he's going to pay in greater volumes than we gave.
Hallelujah.
I promise you that.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is you're holding on to, you give it to God, he's going to repay in greater volumes than you pay. That's the righteousness of God. That's how generous he is.
Hallelujah.
Don't hold on to your knowledge.
Oh yes, Lord.
It's going to fail you. Your youth is going to fail you.
Hallelujah.
I was young once.
Thank you.
I remember as a young kid, old man Buddy Franklin, he used to tell a story on my brother, and I would laugh because by the time he told his brother, I was in school and I knew my ABCs. But when he told it, he said, that's second grade there. And he said, the reason I called him second grade, I asked him one day, young man, what grade are you in? He said, second grade. He said, say your ABCs. He said, A, B, C, D, R. He said, that's enough. So after that, he called him second grade. Of course, when he told me that story, I was first grade, and I knew, and I laughed. That was so funny. Huh? Second grade, huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what God does to us, huh? He just proves us, huh? Glory, glory. You say you're spiritual? Then live with this brother. Live with them saints. Huh? Come on. Hallelujah. Serve that brother. Submit yourself one to another. You're spiritual? You love me? I see. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We weren't sent to do that, huh? Huh? We weren't sent to lay down our life for the brother? No? Don't have opportunity? Maybe we don't have the desire. Hmm? Think maybe it's not a good yield in that. Huh? It's better if we seek our own. We'll get a better payment. Better crop, right? That's how some are deceived. Hmm?
Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God would have us rejoice.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You know, I hear the birds singing. Boy, they really rejoice my heart.
Yes,
huh?
Lord.
All the, you can hear them over all the noise of the backhoe and the gators and birds. Yeah, the sound of the birds reach above all of that. Reach into my ears and cheer me up. Hallelujah. Yeah. God made those birds. He had to sing for us. Cheer us up. Glory, glory. Always cheer me up. Again, I don't believe the birds say, let's cheer Pastor Rice up. I believe they just do what God made them to do. And in that, Pastor Rice is cheered up. How about you? So if you would just do what God would have you to do, then what God wants to be done will be done.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
That's it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Most of us want to do this walk like chess players, though. We don't want to just trust God. We want to come up with a move to make so that we outmove the brother. I heard the man of God talking about jockeying for position. When was that, brother? 2013?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How about that? All we really have to do is submit to God. And he's not going to withhold anything from us. The silver and the gold belongs to God. All the positions belong to God. All the knowledge belong to God. We like knowledge. It all belongs to him. I mean good knowledge. Excellent knowledge. He has the peace. He has the joy. Huh? The understanding and eternal life and joys forevermore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. I was reminded that some sisters don't like to work in the garden. I'll say it like that. I could get more specific. Hallelujah. We'll just say it like that, okay? It's not something they receive from God. You consider it a gift? I do. I consider if we got a garden and we're able to get out there and do something in it, I consider that a gift. Sure it is. I could read your scripture. Let me find it. Y'all want to hear it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Glory, glory. Come on, bless the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Come on, you sisters. He planted a garden. Yeah, he did. Praise the Lord. Where'd you find that? In the book. I'm reading right out of the book. The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And of course, whenever I preached it,
yeah,
it would say, yeah, that's that the man. Yeah. Yeah, that includes the woman.
Yeah, right.
Because they were both in there.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Yes, they were. Yeah. Adam and his wife Eve were both in the garden.
Yeah.
Because he made the garden for them.
Yeah.
He made the man and then he made the woman for the man.
Yeah.
Put them in the garden to dress it and to keep it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Some people would be blessed to have a garden. We would bless God if we received the garden that we have.
Amen.
Brother Kurt told me another good one this morning. He said someone told him that community is always poor property. Who said that?
David
Marotta's father-in-law.
Yep.
Community property is poor property because nobody considered their own. They won't pull any weeds. Oh, we're not supposed to consider anything our own, Pastor. I see. It's the Lord's, and we are the charge. Huh? To care for it. It still belongs to God. Surely we pull weeds if it were for Jesus, right? I stop preaching now, brothers. Sisters. For Jesus, we pull weeds, wouldn't we? Uh-oh, we got a little bump in the road here. A little resistance. Praise the Lord. I see. See what I mean about receiving things? And you can receive it or not, but you're going to come up lacking except you receive from God. You're not going to take anything from God. No, you're not. You will not take anything from God.
Amen.
That's what fools try to do. You just submit to God. He'll give you everything you need and want and more.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, with a message like that, we're all going to submit to God. It'd be good if we would. If we receive, we will. If we don't, we won't. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let me see. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Isn't that good?
Yes. Amen.
As a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
That good?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sow to the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I got a phone call from a sister, Candace. Sister Candace, she wrote, well, I got an email first. It says, I've given up all and I'm ready to come and live with the saints. That's quite impressive, isn't it? I guess if we're here, that's how we came, huh? We're quiet again, saints. How come when I start talking the truth, you know, we act like this is not propaganda? What premises did we come here under? For sake of? Is that how we came to Jesus? And have nothing we call our own? Have all things common? Well, this sister said, I've given all and I'm ready to come live with the saints. I think that's remarkable. I think that's commendable. If we could just get us here to say that. Huh? Of course, the condition she's in, she lost her children, lost her home. She's in a homeless shelter. It's not hard to get people to want to follow Jesus then. They say you can always find them in the prison because that's where people leaving. You know, when the prisoners get locked up, oh, Jesus, help me. As soon as they get out, they forget about Jesus. Well, that's how people are in trouble. Yeah, they want Jesus to help them. Hello. So when you look at it that way, it's not so impressive. It still could be genuine. But there are people here that don't talk like that. I want to live with the saints. Huh? They make it known that they, you know, they have their line they're drawn. They're only going to serve the saints so much. So the sister says she's in North Carolina. She say that she listened to the broadcast. That's why I'm doing this, to see if she listens, see. Because everybody say they listen, and we're proof of that. Really don't listen. Or if they do, they don't hear what the Spirit said. So we'll see if Sister Candace is listening. She can give us a call. She's got the number. 843-701-5053. Leave us a message. Then, of course, we get calls from Sister Libby almost daily. And Sister Libby's proclamation is she ready to come live with the saints. Y'all hear Sister Libby when she call in? I think that's commendable. We got people here who don't want to say that. Everybody see what I'm saying? Am I talking right or wrong? Oh, then judgments have to be made. She's out there saying, I want to live with the saints. And then there are folk here, they don't say they want to live. In fact, where are they? We got people that should be here right now and are not here.
Amen.
You know why? They're not saying, I want to live with the saints. Of course, it is a gift from God. Something that we can receive. So Sister Libby and Sister Candace are, you know, welcome to come live in the area. You know where we are down here. Find you a place, and then you can show up at the tabernacle like some that are here don't do. How about that? And then you can say, I want to come pull weeds in the garden. We'll let you, like some here don't do. Do you all like the way I'm preaching? Some do, some don't. Well, that's not going to move me. It's not the pulling the weeds. It's you submitting yourself. And the fact that you won't pull the weeds, let God know that you're not submitted. And I'll let you know. God knows already. You know, the man that asked God, what must he do? Came like, hey, you tell me I'll do it. Is that not right? Well, after Jesus told him, then it was manifest. It wasn't that he didn't know what to do, that he wasn't willing to give up what he had. And that's how it is with pulling the weeds. It's not hard to pull weeds. It helps, you know, the crop to yield. Sure. Weeds take away from the plant. It gets, you know, you like the old man? Eat up all the good stuff and throw it away, and that inward man is so weak and anemic. You know, we sow to the flesh and it gets so strong, and the spirit man gets so weak. See what I mean? That's what the weeds do. They choke the fruit out. Sometimes they just actually wipe them out. But if they don't do any, they always take something away from the fruit. And again, I'm not talking about pulling weeds. I'm talking about submission to God. If you don't know the difference, then what can I say?
Amen.
We all like to claim spirituality, except when it comes to pulling weeds. Then we're not spiritual anymore. You see what I mean?
Oh, God.
Or doing the community task. We're good to work by ourselves. We do a good job, right? I remember hearing the man of God talking about that. He said electricians. But those aren't the only ones, you know. There's other folk that do things well by themselves, but they can't do it with their brother. Why? Won't submit one to another. God didn't tell us to do that. I got a charge from Brother Sterry. I can't submit myself one to another. We are so deceived. Nobody got any charge from Brother Sterry to disobey God's command. Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody.
Amen.
Not even you. In fact, we ought to obey God rather than man. Huh? Praise the Lord. We want these good things God gives us. Well, I was saying at Grace, we, of course, it was a fight for me. Because the sisters always wanted to do these grand things on Sabbath, you know. And my idea of a Sabbath meal was one that you didn't have to prepare. And that's what I worked toward getting, but They'd always have something to prepare. But we would all go to service. And whatever they had to prepare, they prepared it after service. And whatever time they got it prepared, that's when we'd eat it. So they didn't have to say, I have to do the meal, I don't have to go to the tabernacle. I saw a sister do her meal and then come and pray. So it can be done. So you see, it's all a matter of what we're willing to receive.
Amen.
It's easy to make excuses. If we don't want to do it, then it won't be done.
Amen.
We have the desire, we're well able.
Right.
If we believe that it's benefit in it and that we'll please God in doing it.
Right.
And again, I'm not talking about meals. I'm talking about submission to God. This is how we receive from God. There's no way anyone will receive from God without submitting to Him. He is God. We must say that thou, if we get to God, we'll have to say, thou art God. Not just with our mouth, but we'll have to, you know, bow down before Him. Yes, we will. We'll have to, yeah. In our being, in our spirit, in our soul, we will have to say, thou art God. Continually. He is God, you know.
He is God, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's a loving God.
Hallelujah.
He's a generous God. He's a mighty God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, some folk don't receive it like that. They say, well, man, you know, we got to cut the grass. We got to do this. We're all set free from all of that. There's nothing we have to do on the Sabbath but rest, because that's what the commandment says. We can get wise and not believe it, or, you know, find some wisdom that say we shouldn't do it. Usually that's what men do. You know, with God's commandments, they come up with some tradition of man or wisdom, say, well, we don't have to do that. No need for us not to work on the Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
Well, what are you talking about? Submission. That's what I'm talking about. So we can receive from God. So we can glorify God. We all speak the same thing. We'll submit to God. We won't beat one another across the head to do it. We'll submit to God. And there's plenty of things we can all say that are true. And we can say them together. We can speak the same thing. Once those other things don't mean so much to us, then we can all speak this good stuff together.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And say, yeah, we ought to serve Him. We ought to bow down before Him.
Hallelujah.
We ought to submit to Him. We ought to trust Him. We can all say that.
Hallelujah.
Then we won't have to boycott. You know, don't have to protest. We can rejoice and give thanks.
Hallelujah.
Don't have to murmur and complain. We can,
Hallelujah.
Huh? We can rejoice and give thanks.
Hallelujah.
In what, brother? Anybody know? Everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory to God.
Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord. Your own spirituality kills you. Who said that? Well, that's what the prophet said. Our own spirituality will kill us. Not God's spirituality, but our own. Because our own spirituality say we shouldn't do God's commandments. Say we shouldn't serve one another. We shouldn't love one another. We shouldn't submit to one another. That's our own spirituality. Understand that? It'll kill you. Questions for strife, sport. Yeah, that's how we like to talk about Jesus.
Hmm?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 If you see a baseball player show up, he say, I'm a catcher, and he puts his helmet on backwards and go to first base. And the batter say, I'm a batter. He picks up the wrong end, and he goes to second base, and the pitcher say, I'm a pitcher, and he turns toward the outfield. See, that's how we do. I'm a saint of God, but we do all those backward things that's contradictory to what saints do. I'm spiritual, but we do all the things that contradict that we're spiritual. Oh, God's deceived? I don't think so. He picks up on it every time. And again, I say, if you don't gather here with the saints, I don't think that's very spiritual. Well, Pastor Rice, you say that. I don't think you're very... I understand that. What can I say? What can I say? Either we're saints or we're not. If we're our saints, then gather with us. If we're not, then go to hell away. Yeah, bye. See you later.
Amen.
Oh, I see. You want to take from God, don't you? You don't want to receive. That is the case. But of course, we'll never do that. If we could, we would. But we won't. Thou art God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. So we thank God for all things.
Yes, Lord.
For the good, the bad.
Right.
Adversity, conflict.
Amen.
Trials, tribulation.
Amen.
Yeah, it's all good for us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We thank Him for healing. We thank Him for deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank Him for this great salvation.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Another thing, I sent out newsletters. I talked to one dear saint, Sister Johnson. She said she didn't receive hers. So I'll have to look into that. Maybe it's just not enough time, because mail gets quite slow these days. We sent it out Monday. Monday will be a week. So still may be possible, but we'll look into that. Everybody that's on the mailing list, the Overcomer mailing list, should have received or will receive a newsletter. If not, let us know. Send us an offering. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody doing okay?
Hallelujah.
All right. I'm going to try to end this thing now. We read from Genesis 22, from Matthew 19. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I don't know about you, but that word stirred me up early this morning about receiving from God. And it's down in my heart. So it'll do me some good. Why? I have received it. See, that's what I want to get across. We're lacking in things because we won't receive them. The young rich ruler, it was right there for him. He would not receive it. Of course, there was something that prevented him from receiving it. Same with us. When we won't receive something, there's something that prevents us. It's wicked. But it's something that prevents us. God is willing to give. You can't be God-given. In fact, if you receive, you'll give to God. You'll give Him glory.
Hallelujah!
Let us stand, saints. Give God glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Brother Spence, you want to pray? Give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It was good preaching. We do thank you, Lord God. We pray that everybody will receive it, Lord God. It's helped me, Lord God, to look at myself a little more closely, Lord God. And I believe that everybody that received that, it will cause them to look at themselves more closely, Lord God. And give you glory, and give you honor, and give you praise, Lord God. I really do thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that we've heard from the prophet and the pastor, Lord God, this day, Father. We do bless you, Lord God, and hopefully it will cause us to strive even more, Lord God, to enter into that straight gate, that narrow way, Lord God. We do bless you, Lord God, to be in the tabernacle on this Sabbath day. We do thank you, Lord God, for the rest this day, more so for the rest that remains, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, when the war will be over, Lord God, and we'll beat our plows in the pruning hooks, Lord God, our swords in the pruning hooks, Lord God, and we'll study war no more, Lord God. But today we'll have to fight to We have to fight this good fight of faith, Lord God, and we'll have to give it all up. We'll have to give it all up. We have to lay it all on the altar, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. And we know that we can do it because it's a commandment to lay it all on the altar, Lord God, and to trust God and to believe that he will deliver us. Oh, yes, he delivered us from so great a death. Even now, Lord God, this day, he's delivering us. And we trust that he will yet deliver us, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord God, for this situation and circumstance. Oh, yes, Lord God, for every trial, every temptation, every tribulation, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you help us to have the right response. And we heard about that response today, Lord God, is to receive from God. And our healing, our deliverances, all that we need is in Christ Jesus. And God has put everything in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we bless you, Lord God, today to hear what we've heard. May it stir our hearts, Lord God. May it move us to his righteousness. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Brother Spencer. Okay, saints, by definition, to receive, to accept something that is given. That's receive. Take is to obtain by conquering or to seize or capture. We won't do that from God. We can do the other. We can receive, accept what is given. Praise the Lord. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Oh, you heard trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Immortal Kosiah. What a foolish thing to do, to send an old man so uncouth, huh? So unlearned and so unpersonable. What an unholy way to present a prophet of God, huh?